If you go back and we preaching on Joshua, and we're doing a series on the Joshua, the men, and the life of Joshua. And I was going to preach on this morning. We find four qualities in Joshua's life. And number one, you'll find that Joshua is a soldier. Number two, you'll find that Joshua is a student. Three, you'll find that Joshua was a servant. And I don't have the fourth one yet. I know what it is. But you'll find there that when Moses departed out of the tabernacle, when the glory of God fell, and God spoke to Moses as face to face as man, the Bible says, and Moses departed, but Joshua stayed. And I don't know what that fourth quality or characteristic there is, but we're going to get there. Amen. But anyway, you pray for this, and I pray that it'll be a help to you. And this is preaching to me as much as it is to you. But I don't have an S for this morning, but our second message in this series is quit living in the past. Quit living in the past. If you have your Bibles in Joshua chapter number 1, we're going to read the first 9 verses. You pray for us this morning, and thank the Lord for His goodness and His grace, and what a privilege it is to be in the house of God. I love going to church. I love being around God's people. I love getting in the presence of God. And man, I missed last Sunday. I'll be honest with you, I hated not coming. And I shared this Thursday night. Caleb said, "Daddy, are you going to send out a call tree and tell them not to come to church?" And I said, "Well, son, I figured if they're foolish enough to go up that hill and try to come back off of it with snow on the ground, they need to be at church." So, anyway, I didn't call. I figured you had enough sense to know that we wouldn't be trying to get up the hill last Sunday. And I don't think the getting up the hill would be the bad part. I think going back down it, that would be the fun part. So anyway, Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 1. "Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, 'Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, and the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon that I have given unto you, as I have said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to thy right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for the privilege, Lord, to preach your word this morning. God, you know, Lord, the wrestling, God, Lord, in my heart, in my mind over the last 48 hours, Lord, of what to preach. But Lord, I'm thankful, God, Lord, that you've settled us here this morning. God, you have us here for a purpose, God, and a reason. And Lord, I pray, God, today that you would use this message for your honor and your glory. God, help me to preach, thus saith the Lord. God, remind us, God, that, Lord, if we, as long as we live in the past, Lord, we'll never move forward. God, help us, Lord, to get over, God, Lord, the past, and help us, God, to move forward into the blessings, Lord, that you have for us in our life. Lord, we've all made mistakes. Lord, we've all lost friends, family members. God, there's great losses in our life. But Lord and God, as we come, Lord, to this day, Lord, there's great opportunities. Help us, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name I humbly pray. Amen. Quit living in the past. That's one of the hardest things for a human being to do, is to quit living in the past. Look here in verse number 1. The Bible says this: "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. The person of the past. So often in our lives, we cannot move forward because of the past. Now, understand this, as God came to Joshua, Joshua had been Moses' minister for several years. 40-something plus years or more, Joshua had been Moses' minister. He was the servant of Moses. He was Moses' right hand. Now, we know that Aaron was Moses' spokesperson, but Joshua was Moses' right hand. Joshua was the one who was there with Moses. You'll find that he was there with Moses on the mountain. And I don't want to get too far in there. You'll find that he was there with Moses in the tabernacle. You'll find that God was preparing this young man, Joshua, for a task that he had for him. And here this day had came in Joshua's life, and this day had came in the life of the children of Israel, and it was a day of new opportunity. But so often in our lives, we cannot get past the fact that Moses is dead. That Moses, our leader, our one that we look to, that one that we longed, that we sought after, the one that we learned from, the one that we followed after, the one that taught us about the things of God and taught us about the ways of God and taught us how to be a man and taught us all of these different things. He said, Moses is dead. And so often in our lives, we get so hung up on the past. And man, I thank God for what some people call the good old days. And I sure wish to go back to some years, and I don't like COVID no more than the rest of you. And I don't like what has transpired in the last 2 years. And God help us under this current administration, what the next few years may hold. But the fact of the matter is, beloved, that is the past, and today is a new day. Today is a new opportunity. And beloved, God told Joshua, he said, Moses is dead. Moses is dead. He said he's not coming by. So often in our lives, we try to bring the dead back into our daily living. So often in our lives, and I want you to think about this morning, just for a moment, that Moses had left a legacy and a work to be built upon, but he was dead. And so often it's when we find ourselves trying to go back and do the things that the dead person did, to get forward. But God said, look, he said, I've got better plans for you than what Moses had for you. I've got bigger dreams for you than what Moses had for you. You was Moses' servant then, and you served him well. But guess what, Joshua? Today you become my servant. Today I want you to understand the opportunity that I have for you to serve me, the opportunity that I have for you to go forward. You'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter number 2. And you'll find there later on in the book of Joshua where he said go forward. But I want us to understand, so often in our lives we can't get over the fact of the matter that yesterday is gone. We're not going back. Think about it just for a moment. And in another sense, why would you want to go back? I thought about this as Brother Adam yesterday. And I can't imagine, and my heart is so heavy, I can't imagine what it's like to lose a spouse. I can't imagine what it's like to, as I was thinking, that he would never feel the softness of her face again. He would never hear the tenderness of her voice. He would never feel the clasp of his hand again in his life. But the fact of the matter is, beloved, she's not coming by. And then the fact of the matter is that, beloved, she probably just don't want to come back. All of those of you that's lost loved ones in your life, do you really think they want to come back? Oh no. Oh no. We want to go to them, but they don't want to come by. But not only the person of the past is dead, but I want you to understand this morning, the past is dead. Now listen to me. The past is dead. It's water under the bridge. We can't go back and change it. If I ask you this morning, and I said, how many of you have got mistakes in your life that you wish you could go back and change? Everybody in the building has raised their hand. Guess what? You can't. You can't. Yes, and the problem is, if we got to remember that the person of the past is dead, but the past is dead also. Yes, there are some things in the past that keeps lingering on in our lives. But the problem is so often we go back and we try to bring it back to life, and we try to bring it back up, and we try to pick it up, and we try to go on. And that's why Paul said this. He said, I press toward the marks for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which lie ahead. Guess what? You can't go back and change those problems and mistakes. You can't go back and you can't go back and say, man, I wish I could had a do-over. I wish I had a do-over. And as I was talking about Sunday school this morning and about doctrine, and y'all remember when you was playing a game and playing football or whatever, and somebody tried to help and they'd say, let's do it over again, a do-over. Y'all remember that? You wanted a second chance. Well, guess what? In life, there's not a second chance. Yesterday's gone. Well, I wanted to do that yesterday. I wanted to get that accomplished last year. I wanted to do this. Guess what? The past is dead. We can't go back. You cannot bring it back up. The only thing that we have alive today is that very life that God has given us, and this very moment of time, this moment that we are living in. We can't go back to Sunday school. We can't go back to the singing. We can't go back to when we got up out of bed this morning. But thank God we can live the moment, beloved, that God has given us today, and there's a future that God has for every individual in the building to this morning, beloved, that is bright and blessed if we'll follow the Lord. Moses is dead. Everything that Moses had done now was not dead. But Moses is dead. As I sit here and as I studied this and thought about this week, about Moses being dead, and I thought about the great Moseses in our life. The great Moseses here at the church. Brother Baker, a great Moses here at the church. Brother Poole, a great Moses here at the church. Thought about Brother Charles Mitchell, a great Moses here at the church. But guess what? They're all dead. Is that a derogatory statement about them? No, it's a fact. And guess what? They're not coming back. And guess what? Somebody's got to take their place. Just as Moses died and God had a plan and a man there to take over and to lead the children of Israel. And what I want you to see today is, even though the person of is past and the person of the past is dead, and that the past is dead to us in so many ways that we can't go back and bring it back up and live it again. But the fact of the matter is, God has some promises of us to us, and God still has some purpose for our lives. So often in our lives we find ourselves that we don't have a purpose, or we've missed the purpose. I'm telling you, the past is the past. Let it be. Let it be. You can't go back and change it. The enemy wants you to be reminded of your past. If I ask you today that if you thought that I was a good parent, I would hope that most of you would raise your hand. But the fact of the matter is, as a parent, I feel like the most worthless, useless parent there's ever been. I have good kids by the grace of God, not because of my parenting. I look back, and if I don't feel that I have accomplished that well. I don't feel that I have been the best husband that my wife needed. I don't feel that I've made the best business decisions in my life. The best church, always the best church decisions in my life. And sometimes in our past, in our lives today, we sit, and what happens is we can't move forward. We can't get over the past, and we feel, because of all the defeats in our life that was happening yesterday, that we can't move forward because we're afraid we're going to do them all again. But guess what? Today's a day of new opportunity. Today is a day of new blessings. And if you're alive, we'll get the grip that Moses is dead. And when I say that, I don't. That's not a derogatory statement. But Moses is dead. He's not coming back. God's took him. Guess what? That day that Moses, that Joshua had with Moses on the mountain is dead. It's gone. That day that Moses had with Joshua there in the tabernacle, guess what? It's dead. It's gone. What I'm saying is this, the memory still on, it still lives on, the legacy still lives on, the learning there of that still lives on, but the fact of the matter is that moment in time is over and we can't go back. But so often in our lives, we sit back and we sit and we have so many regrets. Moses is dead. It's time to move on. Notice this, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Notice to the promise to the man. Look at this. Go down to Joshua chapter verse 1, verse number 5. He said, There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Here was a promise to the man. We see the persons of the past, but now let's look at the promise of the man of the hour. The man of the hour today is Joshua. I'm the man of the hour, and your life today is yourself. It's not somebody else. And guess what? And I want to remind you again, you cannot go back to yesterday. You cannot go back to 5 years. You cannot go back 10 years. You cannot go back and make those changes that you want to make. But praise God, I'm thank God that it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, that His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, just as sure as the sun rose this morning. Beloved, you've got a new start on life. You've got a new beginning. And you say, preacher, I'm 80 years old, but guess what? You're not dead yet. You're not dead. You're still alive. If God had wanted Moses to lead the children of Israel, at this time into the promised land, guess what? God could have kept Moses alive. But God chose to take Moses. And sometimes that absence when God removes something from our life, whether it be a person, a place, a position, a job, no matter what it may be, when God removes that from us, He has a new purpose for us. And look here this morning, the promise to this man was this. He said, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. Now I want you to think about this just for a moment. Moses was the only man that ever seen God face to face and lived. Now, I have a hard time understanding all of this. Because over there, I believe it's chapter 24, or maybe it's 32. And then in 34, Moses said, Lord, I beseech you therefore, show me thy glory. Because in Exodus chapter number 24, when he was in the tabernacle, the Bible said this, that God spoke to Moses face to face, man to man. Okay? But then when you get over there on the mountain, Moses said, Lord, I beseech you therefore, Lord, Exodus 33:12-13, I beseech you therefore, Lord, show me thy glory. God said, no man's ever seen me and lived. He said, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock, put my hand over your eyes. When I walk by, he said, you can see my hinder parts. But understand this, God loved Moses so much that when he took him up there on the mountain, the cloud of God, at his death, remember, God wouldn't allow him to go into the promised land because he struck the rock and didn't speak to the rock. You remember that? God said, you're not going into the promised land now. But God still loved Moses so much, he took him up there, and you study out the Moses' death, he took him up there on the mountain, the cloud of God descended there upon the mountain. And I believe God and Moses just had a grand old time in his death. I believe God just loved on him and loved him and hugged him and everything. But I understand this, he's dead and he's gone. Now Joshua's alive. But as God's word came to Joshua, and he said, as I was with Moses. Just as sure, Joshua, as I was with Moses, just as sure as I was with him, and I had a personal relationship with him, I had promises for him, I used him, I let him know my heart, I let him know my secrets, I protected him, I preserved him, and Joshua, I want you to know that I'm making you a promise, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. Do you know that's a promise to every believer this morning? You see, the day that you and I got saved, the Holy Ghost of God moved up inside of us. He dwells in us. There's as much God living in us today as there is in heaven. If not, then the Holy Ghost is not God. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost is living inside of me, then I got God living inside of me. It's just in a different form, different attribute. So understand this, as the Lord was with Moses, guess what? As a child of God, the Lord is with us. He's never going to leave us. He's took up an abode. He's took up a homestead. He's made a residency. And guess what? We're sealed under the day of redemption. And He made a promise to Moses. To Joshua. He said, as of what I did for Moses, as I walked with him, as I directed him, as I guided him, guess what, Joshua? I'm going to be with you. That's a promise. God made a promise to him. He said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Remember over there in Exodus chapter number 17, verse number 14, when the Lord, as we preached on that 2 weeks ago about the battle of Amalek, and the Lord told Moses, He said, you write this down in a book. And He said, you rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. I challenge you all then you ought to write a journal of the good things of God in your life. Why? Because there's going to be some days you're going to need to go by, because you're going to be just like Cassie as she sung this morning, and you're going to think that the clouds is too dark and that God's moved and that God's done with you and there's nothing that God's going to do, that He's forgot all about you. And you need to go back and you need to pick up that journal and you need to be able to read it and say, on this day, this is what God done for me. On this day, this is what God done for me. I shared with you last week, I believe it was, I shared with you, ain't it amazing to us how we can't remember all the good things of God, but we sure can remember all the bad things. You know why? Because we're living in the past. And the devil don't want us to move forward. The devil, I understand the life of a child of God is a life of progression. It's not a life of sedentary. Until we come unto the perfect measure, until we reach it. And guess what? We're not going to get there. We get to heaven. We're always growing in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We're always growing. You say, but I'm 85 years old. Guess what? You're still growing. There's no place to sit down. But Moses was dead, and God's promise to the man was this. He said, as I was with him, guess what, child of God? We heard Brother Mark preach the other night about the good things of God in the house of God at Wahoo. He was not bragging. He was telling you. He was bragging on the Lord. Telling you of all what God had done majorly, that you're just sitting there and you're going, wow. I have stories in my life, even this last week. God answered some prayers and I'm like, wow, God. Really? And then as I've pastored and I've seen God do great things and I've seen God bless beyond measure, through exceeding and abundantly above all that we could even ask or think. I don't never remember all them things. I always think about what them things that didn't happen or ain't happening. Guess what? Moses is dead. The past is dead. But there was a promise to the man. Notice this. He reminded him of his past experiences. Notice what he said here. As I was with Moses. Remember, he was Moses' minister. He was Moses' servant. Moses waited on him hand and foot. This is what it was. If Moses said, here, hold my Bible, carry it for me. And Moses said, yes, sir. Wash my feet. Moses said, yes, sir. Joshua, make sure I got a clean robe to put on in the morning, son. Yes, sir. Joshua, take out the trash. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was a minister. He was a servant to Moses. But guess what? Being that servant, and that's a whole other message, lets you in on a whole lot of experiences. Because he was Moses' servant, guess what? He got to experience the power of God at the Red Sea. When God said, Joshua, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I bet Joshua's mind went back to when Moses stretched out that rod over the Red Sea and that water departed. What about when God called him up there on the mountain and gave him the 10 tablets of stone? Joshua was on somewhere. He wasn't in the mount of God, but he was on the mount of God according to the word of God. Him and Moses went up on the mount, and then God called Moses out of the cloud and said, "Moses, come in here." And then when Aaron was down there making the golden calf, the Bible says that Moses and Joshua said unto Moses, he said, "Maybe there's a war going on down there. I hear a noise." And remember, they got down there. See, Joshua's on the mountain with Moses. Nobody else got to see all of that. And you say, "What are you saying, preacher?" I want you to go back to the times in your life where God has manifested His presence so real to you, whether it be in the house of God, whether it be in a personal relationship, no matter whether it be somebody else, what God was doing in somebody else's life, and God was telling Moses, He said, "As I was with Moses on the mountain, as I was with Moses at the Red Sea," He said, "As I was with Moses in the tabernacle," He says, "Joshua, I want you to know that Moses didn't have dibs on me. Moses is not the only man that I want to bless. Moses is not the only man that I want to use. Joshua, I want to do that for you too."
Amen.
I want to do it for you. "As I was with Moses, I'll be with thee." Notice there, he said, he talked about his past experiences. He reminded him of his past experiences. He reminded him not only of the past experience and the power of God. Listen to me. The Red Sea was the experience of the power of God. The battle at Amalek in Exodus chapter numbers 17, when Moses held up his hand, Joshua, there, and the Israelites, there, began to prevail. But when Moses' arms fell, there, the Amalekites prevailed. Y'all remember that story? And what it was the power of God. And Joshua had got to experience the power of God in such ways because he'd seen there what God was doing with Moses. But not only did he got to see the power of God, but he got to experience the presence of God. Remember, the Bible said this. Think about this. God told Moses, he said, "You set up a boundary around the mountain." He said, "Because if man come hither," he says, "I'll kill him." He says, "You set up a boundary that they come not near it." But guess what? Joshua got to go up there. He got to experience the presence of God. God was on that mountain. He got to experience the presence of God. Not just the power of God. And then you'll find over there when Moses came off the mountain, I'm there, and he began, and he did what he did there with the golden calf, and he burnt there the sacrifice. And then there the Bible says that he went out and he set up a tabernacle. And he made this statement again. God said, "You tell them not to come near the tabernacle." He said, "They come near it," he said, "I'll kill them." You know what? Joshua got to go in there with him. Where God talked with Moses face to face, Joshua was sitting over there on the side pew watching it. Let me read this to you. Give me just a second. "And the Lord spake," I'm in Exodus 33:11. "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." Joshua is sitting there saying, "Wow." You ever been in the presence of God? I'm not talking about having the Holy Ghost living inside of you the day you got saved. I'm talking about being in the presence of God. And it's so real and syringe that you don't want to leave. See, I'm afraid most Christians never get there because they live in the past all the time. But Moses got to experience the very presence of God. Joshua got to experience the very presence of God. And what God was telling Joshua, he said, "The power that I had, that I gave to Moses, the presence that I showed Moses, And get this one. Remember, Moses died alone on that mountain. It's only him and God. He says, the passion that I had for Moses, he said, I got it for you. You say, preacher, what are you trying to tell me today? Child of God, God has so much in store for you. God has so many blessings for you. God has such power for you. God wants to be present in your life. He wants to open doors for you and let you dream dreams. And I'm not talking about necessarily prosperity, but understand this. There's some promises in the Word of God that God gave to Moses that it carried on to Joshua. And God said, just because Moses is dead, I'm not done. Yesterday, Moses was in charge, but yesterday's not coming back. But guess what, Joshua? I got a new day for you. I've got a new plan for you. And I promise you, just as I was with you, was with Moses, just as I was with those saints of God in the past, I'm those praying grandmas and man, those praying grandpas and those old men of God that had the power of God on them, that man, people, man, you was afraid to speak to them. Y'all remember that as a young person? Y'all ever had any heroes, men of God like that in your life that, man, when they came around, you was afraid to talk to them? Amen. Why? Because they had the power of God on them. God said, if I was with all those old saints of God, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Understand, nobody has dibs on God. God's no respecter of persons. God's just looking for somebody to serve Him. God's just looking for somebody to say, yeah, Lord, let me go. He said, as I was with Moses in my power, as I was with Moses, I'm there with His presence. And He says, and the promises. Think about this. Joshua had got to experience, got to experience the promises of God. Remember, when Numbers chapter 12, when they sent out the spies, you know who went? Joshua and Caleb. Remember, that was the promised land. Man, they was coating grapes between two. I mean, I can't imagine a cluster of grapes that's so big that it had to be toted on a pole between two men. Amen. Man, could you imagine the raisins coming off of them things? A land flowing with milk and honey. Joshua got to go over there and see that. Man, can you go back through your life and, man, where you see it and God has pulled back over the windows of heaven a time or two in your life, whether it be a personal experience or be in the church house, and God's let you see some things and, beloved, some blessings of God. Y'all remember, anybody remember them days? Anybody ever had them days? God let you in on see some things and experience some things. A promised land, some promises that He had for you and had for me. He just kind of rolled the curtain back a time or two. He said, man, we can handle this. He said, he came back, him and Caleb's come back, and he said, yeah, there's giants in the land. He said, they're like grasshoppers. He said, they's big old men. He said, but man, I tell you what. He said, I tasted one of them grapes over there, and he said, I'd fight for that. He said, man, that land's full of milk and honey. And he said, all I know is, he said, I got a taste of something that I have never tasted before. It's whetted an appetite in me. And he says, I want more of it. And he says, if I have to fight for it, I'll fight for it. God whetted your appetite with some goodness of God in your life, make you want more. He said, the same promises that I've promised Moses, I'm promising you. He said, I'm giving you a land. He said, but understand this, Moses is dead, Joshua. You can't live in the past no more. And I mean, understand, that was, you don't think that as if Joshua had served Moses the way the Bible plays it out for all those years, don't think for a moment that Joshua wasn't heartbroken. That it wasn't a discouraging time and a hard time in his life. And Joshua's probably saying, why, Lord? Why? But what God seen and what God had in store was greater than what Joshua could ever see or imagine. And God was telling him, he said, as I was with Moses, I'll be with thee. He then noticed this. Notice what he said here. He said, as I was with Moses, what he was telling me, he said, Moses didn't have dibs on me. Notice what he says, and I'll be done here. Look in the book of Joshua. He says, I will be with me. Listen. Everybody listen to me this morning. God did not die with the saints of the past.
Amen.
But we sure as a church, we act like it. Yeah, there's been some great men of God come through here. There's been some great women of God. There's been some great people of God in my life. But God didn't die when they died.
Amen.
Will we ever see it again? We sure could. God wants to bless us. I mean, man, I've seen pictures there of Wahoo's baptism. They had 70-something lined up to be baptized that time. I've heard baptisms at Shoal Creek. They'd be 45 and 47 people. I remember as a young man at Shoal Creek Baptist Church, as a young man, people standing outside the door waiting to get in on revival, chairs up and down the aisles, people standing around, and man, God saving people, and God, the power of God being real, and the house of God, and man, we wonder, where's Harry Reagan today, and where's Dean Bryan, and where's Guy Lee, and where's M.A. Poole, Brother M.A. is still alive, but Brother Ratsom, Brother Sammy, Brother Baker. Did God die with them? No. God didn't die with them. Brother Edgar, Brother Willard. God didn't die with them. God's still alive and well. And he told Joshua, he said, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. Now, understand something. It's one thing for somebody to say, I'm going to help you. I'll be there for you. But it's another thing when they're there for you.
Amen.
Talk is cheap when it comes to man. But talk is real when it comes to God. And God told Moses, he said, as I was with Moses, I will be with me. He reiterated his personal presence. Understand this, when Moses died, God's purpose didn't die. God's power didn't die. And God's presence didn't die. And God's passion for men did not die. And just because we've lost some great heroes of our faith in the past, and just because we're not living in the same days that we was in 2019, and just because we're not living in the same days that we was in the 1940s, and the 1950s, and the 1960s, when the house of God was the center of attention in the community, when the house of God was the power of God, guess what, beloved? God's not dead. He's still alive. Yesterday's gone, but God's still the same. He said, Moses is dead, but I'm still here. Notice that this, he reinforced his personal faithfulness. Notice what he said there. Go back to Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 5, and I'll be done with you. He said, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. You ever had somebody fail you in your life? Have you ever failed yourself? You know what God said? He says, Joshua, I'll be with Moses. I'll be with you just like I was with Moses. But Joshua, I will not fail thee.
Amen.
I'll never let you down. I'll never come short. The word fail means to come short of or to let down. He says, I'll never let you down. He said, I'll never come short. He says, you may not understand everything that's going on. And you go to Joshua chapter number 7. Joshua, Achan had stole there the little wedge of gold and silver from at Ai and the Babylonian garment. And Joshua went to pray and got on his face before God. And God said, get up. Well, why are you laying your face on the ground? Joshua didn't understand what was going on. He thought God had failed him. God said, no, I didn't fail you. He says, you've got sin in the camp. God said, I'll not fail thee. I will. Notice what he said there. I will not fail thee. Not that, Joshua, I might not be able to help you all the time. I might not be able to assist you all the time. That ain't what he said. He said, Joshua, I will not fail thee. I am with thee as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee. May I say unto you, family will fail you, friends will fail you, financial systems will fail you, but I promise you today, child of God, God will never fail. He'll never fail. Not only that, he said, I will not fail thee, and I will not forsake thee. The Bible says, a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. But you know what? My father's never left me to myself, but I sure bring him a lot of shame.
Amen.
And these times, I'll be honest with you, I want to throw my kids out of the house on their head. Even that, and that was singing, that God birthed that beautiful last song in her heart that she wrote. I still want to throw her out on her head sometimes. Y'all look at me like I ain't. Bella, Mama wants to throw you out on your head sometimes. Amen?
Amen?
But God said, I'll never leave thee. I'll never leave thee. I'll never forget. We was in the store, and I think it was Caleb. Man, he was pitching one of them tantrums. He had some of them. He was pitching a fit.
Still.
He does still have them. I told the boy he ought to be a lawyer because he loves to debate.
Wow.
And he was pitching his fit, and I just walked away. Me and his mama just walked away and left him in the thing. I mean, he was acting like a fool, so we just let him act like a fool. We didn't want him. We didn't want to be associated with him. We left him. But you know what? All the times in my life that I've acted like a fool and the Lord wasn't proud.
Amen. Amen.
He never left me.
Thank God.
You say, what'd Caleb do that day? He straightened up, took off running, and said, Mama, 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 I love you. I'm sorry. But you know, the Lord's never left me.
Amen.
And he told Joshua, he said, I'll not fail thee, and I'll never leave you.
As of a right to.
I'll never leave you, Joshua. He said, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. He said, but understand this, yesterday's gone. It's not coming back. You can't go back. You can't change it. You can't live in it. But Joshua, what I have in store for you is greater than anything you could imagine. And then he reiterates his presence or reinforces his faithfulness. But then he look at this, and I'll be done. He rallied Joshua. He cheered him on. Notice what he said. In verse number 6, he says, be strong and of good courage. How can you be strong and of good courage? Because God had just told you, as I was with Moses, I'll be with thee, and I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Look at verse number 7. He tells him again, only be thou strong and very courageous. Look at verse number 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. He says, Joshua, he says, I told you I won't leave you. I told you I'll not forsake you. I told you that as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. But Moses is dead. And what I have for you, man's eyes, is an unattainable task. But I'm telling you, be strong and of good courage, because there's a promised land that's waiting. Be strong and of good courage, because that taste that you had of milk and honey, and that taste that you had of grape, and that taste of victory that you had, I have it for you. He says, but Moses, Joshua, as long as you're living in the past, I can't give it to you. And I wonder just how many things we've missed from God because we can't get over the past.
Amen.
Whether it be that God has took someone special from our lives, whether it be that we have made a mistake and it's still haunting us, whether it be that someone has hurt us, God said, that's dead. It's dead. Today's a new day. Today's a new day. Joshua, I got plans for you. You say, preacher, how can I have a successful 2022? Get your eyes off COVID and get it on God.
Amen.
Get your eyes off the White House and get it on God. Get your eyes off everybody else and get it on God. Because the Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I won't leave you. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I'm going to say this again. I want Miss Evelyn to come to the piano. And I'm coming up with scripture for this. Okay, and I'm not taking this out of context. But I've told you all before, and I'm telling you now, I cost him too much for him to leave me.
Amen.
He's invested too much in me to forsake me. Think about that. He gave all that he had for somebody like me. Everything that he had. I cost him too much for him to cast me aside and say, I don't want you no more. And you're the same way. Everything that he had, he gave for you. And he loves us too much to leave us. We're standing all over the house.